Kabira. Eka kale toka de la gaurana tora. Eka kale toka de la gaurana tora. Pashane kutti bo mata nale pashi bo. Le pashi bo. Go ranga dune ni hiko chagile pabo. Saba sangi ra sangi Kisoyo bina Kisoyo bina Kisanga na paya Kande naro samada Na paya kande na ro kamada. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ring Shrimad Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse 14, one first canto. Parishantendi Atmaham
Parishantendi Atmaham
Tri Parito Bhubhukshita
Tri Parito Bhubhukshita
Snatva Pitva Hrde Nadya
Snatva Pitva Hrde Nadya
Upaspristo Gatatrama Thus traveling, I felt tired both bodily and mentally, and I was both thirsty and hungry. So I took bath in a river lake and also drank water. By contacting water, I got relief from my exhaustion. Bernard Muni is speaking his history to Vyasadeva. Purport. A traveling mendicant can meet the needs of the body, namely thirst and hunger, by the gifts of nature without being a beggar at the doors of the householder. The mendicant, therefore, does not go to the house of the householder to beg, but to enlighten him spiritually. So we have to read the next two. Should I just keep reading, or should I go and talk on this? Okay, well, I'll read through it. Tasmin nirmano jairanye
Tasmin
Pipalopasta asrita Atmanatmanam atmastham
Atmanam atmastham
yata shuta machintaya. After that, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the supersoul situated within, using my intelligence as I had learned from liberated souls. Purport. One should not meditate according to one's personal whims. One should know perfectly well from the authoritative sources of scriptures through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master and by proper use of one's trained intelligence for meditating upon the supersoul dwelling within every living being. This consciousness is firmly developed by a devotee who has rendered loving service unto the Lord by carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Sri Naraji contacted bona fide spiritual masters, served them sincerely, and got enlightenment rightly. Thus he began to meditate. Jayatash charanam bhojam. Bhava nirjita chetasa. Utkantyashu kalakshasya. Vidyasin meshanahari. As soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down my eyes, and without delay, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared on the lotus of my heart. Purport. The word bhava is significant here. This bhava stage is attained after one has transcendental affection for the Lord. The first initial stage is called Shraddha, or a liking for the Supreme Lord. And in order to increase that liking, one has to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. The third stage is to practice the prescribed rules and regulations of devotional service. This will dissipate all sorts of misgivings and remove all personal deficiencies that hamper progress in devotional service. When all misgivings and personal deficiencies are removed, there is a standard faith in transcendental matter and the taste for it increases in greater proportion. This stage leads to attraction, and after this, there is bhava, or prior stage of unalloyed love for God. All the above different stages are but different stages of development of transcendental love. Being so surcharged with transcendental love, there comes a strong feeling of separation which leads to eight different kinds of ecstasies. Tears from the eyes of a devotee is an automatic reaction, and because Sri Narad Muni in his previous birth attained that stage very quickly after his departure from home, it was quite possible for him to perceive the actual presence of the Lord, which he tangibly experienced by his developed spiritual senses without material change. Omagyam tamaranda shriyamdana shlaka shaksamadakam. Sri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Kapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupagatam Mayam Dadati Svapadam Sikam Vandeham Sri Karo Sri Yutrapata Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sya Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Svishakam Nikam Sya Panchakalpatarupyascha, Kripasindubdevacha, Patitanam Pavanejo, Vaishnavejo, Namo Namaha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha, Vibhasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in the 14th verse of this chapter, to say, thus traveling, I felt tired both bodily and mentally, and I was both thirsty and hungry, so I took a bath in the river lake and also drank water. By contacting water, I got relief from my exhaustion. And so water is featured in this verse. Narad Muni had been traveling. Gradually, he was going further from any civilization. He was describing going through the metropolises and towns, villages, and different nurseries and mines. And so gradually he was going from metropolises to away from anybody. We never got the idea that he lived in any metropolis, but he definitely he's gone further and further away. And practically he was only a 5 years old boy. And so Prabhupada says in purple also, one can meet the needs of the body, thirst, and hunger by gifts of nature without being a beggar at the doors of the household. Well, that's described in several verses in the first canto of Avekshate Mahabhaga. Especially Sukadeva Goswami was described. So go to Hanumatra. He would only arrive at the householder's place during the time of Sagodahanamath, when that means they're milking the cow. That means he went for milk, besides water, so to save his great souls, like these Paribhrajakacharya Paramahansa. Yadrichalabhasantutro vimatsara. They have no enmity, of course. But yadrichalabha, they, whatever comes of its own accord, they accept that. Even in modern times, we have great persons sometimes are able, they do this naturally. Madhavendra Puri is a much more recent example that he did not even take anything unless someone offered. Even Krishna came, he was so perfected. Krishna came and personally offered him. No, a jagalabhiti. Is that what you said? He got his mask on. He got what he's saying. So this is a jagala vritti also is there, the python vritti, that he doesn't ask for anything. You have example of Raghunath Das also, that he, although the son of Chakwa Tonamashesha Mandala Patishina Sadatuchaba, he gave up all Goswamis, especially Raghunath, because he was very wealthy, but all. But gave up everything, tuchava. Tuchava means as completely insignificant. But we don't hear that Narad Muni was living like Raghunath. Raghunath was living, it's described like Indradev, practically. His parents were so anxious to keep him down in the house. He's like a madman. The father told the mother, he's like a madman. How can we keep him? What can we do? Had 10 people watching him. Still, he managed to escape to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Takvatu namashesha. He was Mandalapati, especially Raghunath Das, especially Sanatan and Rupa, they were Mandalapati. Mandalapati, Raghunath was not a government man, but he had tons of money, enough to feed a feast for everybody in Puri, practically. All sadhus and sannyasis were eating. Maybe twice a month. But gradually he gave it up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, where is that Raghunath? He used to invite me for a feast. He asked Sri Ramana, he doesn't invite anymore. He said, but he thought that why he's taking money from his father and like that. So he gave it up. Now he's just begging. He's getting something from the booth. And so Mahaprabhu would see him sometimes. Mahaprabhu Bhakti Gan, Vairagya Pradhan, Jaha Deki Priti Hoy Gaurabhaga. So this, Mahaprabhu is very pleased when he sees this type of mood, Raghunath Das. Very high standard. No one can claim that now I have reached this high standard. No. We are trying to reach high standard. Definitely we would like to be on such high standard. But Raghunath Das was such, when his father sent some men to Puri in the beginning to look for him, they said, do you know Raghunath Das? And they said, Raghunath Das, he's the most famous renunciate in the whole Puri. What are you talking about? He's the greatest devotee in the whole Jagannath Puri. Of course, you know. So he didn't ask for any fame. And Madhavendra Puri was very worried about fame himself when he had the dream. And he was given that sweet rice. He ran away, but still, when he came, I think, to Puri, they already knew about it. This Krishna's arrangement, what can be done? So the devotees, they're not after. And so Narada Muni, he got relief. Nowadays, the rivers are not so good. If you drink one sip, you might not live very long after that. Not funny, but one time in California in the 60s, I saw some, we were traveling around, and there was a nice river with a bridge. The bridge wasn't so high, maybe 15 feet above the water or something, I don't know. But there were a bunch of kids jumping in the river. We thought, oh, that looks good. Because we were not too old, and jumped in the river, and oh my God, I immediately swam to the shore. The water was felt just like turpentine, or if you bathed in some sort of chemical, you had to swim to the shore and get out. So you can't be sure what kind of water you will see. Chirani kim pati na shanti de shanti biksham naivangri pa paribito tu sham. Sukadeva Goswami is recommending in second chapter, that the sadhus, chirani kim patina shanti, on the path, there's so many torn clothes thrown out. I think our Babaji Maharaj, Gorkishore, he used to take some torn clothes, even from the bodies that were burned or like that, discarded things. He was living like that, very renounced. Mood. So this renunciation is very pleasing to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is always watching us. So anyway, Narada Muni, in those days, and this is who knows when, long time back, you could get relief easily from some crystal clear water and be pleased in that way. And so also says, without being a beggar at the door of the household. Kasmat bhajanti kavayo dhanador madandham. In that same verse, that there are so many things, clothes thrown away, you can take that. If you are paribhatikatari paramahamsa, then kim kashipo prayashar. Why should you endeavor for kashipu? In the modern Kali Yuga, everyone is a little teeny kashipu, Aranyakashipu. So Sukadeva is saying that this soft bed. Why should you endeavor for that? If you are a renunciate, Mukunda Sevyan, if you are a Mukundangri after the lotus feet, mentioned here also. Charanambo Jam. So the sannyasi studies the verse from the Avanti Brahman. The Avanti Brahman, the famous verse. How does it start? Etang samastaya paratmanishtam. So Narada Muni is showing that example also. Paratmanishtam, he's fixed in relation with the paratma, the supreme soul. Upasitam purtamar maharshi. And in the past, even before the Avanti Brahman, this has been going on. This is the Sanatana Dharma. Those who want to renounce, and of course now if you go out without a mask, you can even be arrested. Previously, if you wore a mask, you would be arrested. You see, if you're wearing a mask, they'll think you're a criminal. Now, if you don't have masks, you'll be also a criminal. That could create problems now for law enforcement. Everyone's wearing masks. They can't identify because they're trying to identify everyone with their, 3 million cameras per block and surveillance in every city. Especially, they can see your face, but now they can't see anybody. So everyone is camouflaged, so anyway, he's saying that, so there's so many torn clothes, there's ample ground to lie on, you don't need a pillow, a big kashipu, soft bed, to eat, you have your hand. When Prabhupada came to the Bhaktivedanta Manor, in his very first speaking, he was mentioning that as people in India, even some godbrothers, advised him that Swamiji, you'll have to eat with a fork, knife. And Prabhupada said, So Prabhupada was eating, of course, with hand. He said, no, I have come to make them eat with hand, not that I will eat with fork. They did not know that. There's like one landlady in L.A. when she was looking in and renting, they were renting to the devotees in Los Angeles, so she saw that they had no furniture. She said, what, you don't have any furniture? He probably was laughing. He said, she does not know. We do not require furniture. So, and Prabhupada was very pleased by that. Like Mahaprabhu was pleased, so Prabhupada was pleased like that. Life sacrifices, we call the devotees life sacrifices. So the nowadays it's difficult. Ajito, Guha, the caves. Are there no caves? The mendicants used to go to the cave, and also, and like Haridas Thakur was staying in the cave. Even there was a big snake in the cave, and it was so poisonous that you could smell it, and nobody wanted to go there. They wanted to see Haridas, but he said, Haridas, please, there's a huge serpent, yeah, maybe a huge cobra, big. Then he said, oh, I didn't notice it. Why should Thakur Haridas would not notice it? He was also seeing, Kanda Kandaha, you cut my body. To pieces, he wouldn't stop chanting. He told that Kazi, vicious, those vicious Kazi, you can cut my body to pieces. What is it? Ami Vadane na Chari Harinam. Jai Jari Pram. Baba Ama Vadane na Chari Harinam. I will not give it up. So Haridas Thakur didn't care for the snake in the cave. Voluntarily the snake left somehow or other. But he was living in a cave. So this is the mood. Mahaprabhu was traveling as the greatest Paramahansa, no question. Purusha Purana, he's the Supreme Personality. Traveling in Jarikanda, very happy. In fact, so happy that his pleasure was increasing hundreds of times as he was traveling toward Vrindavan, Mathura. He was becoming more and more happy. 100 times, 1,000, 10,000, unlimited times, he was becoming more and more pleased. When he was in Jarikanda forest and Balabhadra, Bhattacharya, he became so fearful. There was tiger in the road, in the path, no road there, in the middle of the jungle. And Mahaprabhu just said, get up. Utoi, utoi, utoi. Just get up and chant. He didn't mind that. Elephants in the beautiful crystal clear lakes, they were chanting their Gayatri. And one time, a whole herd of elephants. I mean, that could be scary if you were, imagine a 5-year-old boy. But Mahaprabhu was in that jungle situation with herds of elephants coming, mad elephants. And they were going in the water. He just splashed them and said, chant Hare Krishna. He started squealing. You want to do a movie or a painting or something. We try, but it's difficult. You can try. But the actual scene is something that's unfathomable, wonderful. Krishna Chaitanya Doya Karaha Vicha Vicha Karaha Chitti Pavicha Mata. So if your mind is tending toward some impersonal liberation, meditation. Actually, Prabhupada says, and there's many times we're talking about meditation in Bhagavatam. So, Prabhupada says, it's understood that this begins. Meditation is not that one sits in one place and meditates. No. Whatever, naiva kinchit karomiti yukta manyeta tatra pashan shinvan sprishan jigran. All those things are given in Gita. By seeing anything and hearing and opening, closing the eyes, whatever you're doing, he knows. His only senses are engaged, and he's not doing anything. But so, one is acting yukta vairagya, acting in this. This is bhakti. So this meditation practice is, Narad Muni may have been practicing this type of yoga. Of course, he immediately advanced very quickly. We go through these stages that are mentioned in this purport here. He already had it. He got that association, a small boy, with his, in his mother's place. And from these Sankirtamano Munivir Mahatma Bir, these Mahatma was there doing Sankirtan Aikapitaro. Though we are always being protected, our Yuga Dharma follow by Mahaprabhu, Gornitai, Ajanalambito, Bujo Kanakavadato. Meditation is given. We're not, sometimes the meditation described Sabij Nirbij Yoga. Nirbij Yoga means probably defined as dead yoga. That, it's yoga, but there's no life. No life to it. So Sabij, bij means like a seed, but Nirbij means there's no seed, no life. So that kind of yoga is not going very far. In fact, this word is used. Krishna, in the fourth canto, in the Narad Muni speaking about this thirst. In the material world, there's always thirst. So one may never be satisfied. Krishna. Mrigatrishni Rupa. Mrigatrishni Rupa is like running after, like the deer is running after something in the desert. It never finds it. So this, when he was speaking, Narad Muni was giving long, long, wonderful lesson that probably should get Nobel Prize or something just for each, like one book. Like four. If you read Prachinibarhi, metaphor, analogy, whatever it is, it's wonderful. So Narad Muni tells that king that describes the body as like a chariot and the mind. And says, but this chariot is not going anywhere in the material world. It's just wasting its time, wasting this human form of life. Nirideyam ajam sulabam. This human body is very rare to get. And the Bhagavatam says, but Narad Muni is telling this is Krishna, Mrigatrishni, that Krishna thirst, always thirsty. So also in the fourth verse, in the beginning of 10th canto, Prabhupada loved this verse because he put it in the beginning of Krishna book. Nivrittata sharupigiyamana bhavashotramano viramat. That one who has finished thirsting in this material world, like Pariket Maharaj, he was speaking that, oh, previously I was very thirsty, I put one dead snake on the sadhu, but when he was hearing the nectar of speaking of Sukadeva, then he said, now I have no thirst, I am not at all tired, there's no affliction. So when one becomes spontaneously attracted, Narad Muni is showing this, now he's in the bhava state. And the next very verse, 17, describes prema. So it takes us millions of years, but for Narad Muni, he's going, in the next sloka, he's going to prema. Prema vidang chati sadaka nam ayam prema sarabhavet prema. This is the different stages, probably described it here in this purport. Ado shradha, so sadhusanga. We're attracted somehow or other, we get an idea, there's some faith, and we go to some temple, or we get some book, or we get some prasad, become ruchi prajayate. Then Narad Muni's already described it in 3 or 4 or 5 verses, this ruchi. Vasudeva kata ruchihi. Syan mahat sevaya vipra. By service to these great souls, because Balasya Damtasya, he was a boy, but he was completely controlled. Therefore, he was eligible. He had adhikar. Even though he was only a small boy, he had adhikar to get the mercy of these. Kripaya dina vatsala. He got the kripa. Kripa bindudiya. We're asking always for just a drop of mercy. Devotees are humble. Kripa bindudiya. Just give a drop of mercy. Give us that mercy. So that mercy is, we can beg, borrow, or feel for that mercy to get this taste, like Narad Muni had, for hearing and chanting, Bhava Pravaho Paramam Padam Bhajam. Even in miserable situation, 20 days, if I can see your lotus feet, like these lotus feet are described here, so many times, the meditation on the lotus feet, and Kapila Deva is giving whole chapter, in chapter, I think, 28, in third canto, that charanam bhujam, that sanchintaya Sanchin Dead Bhagavatas Charanavati, that one should always think of these lotus feet of Krishna. But then he gives gradual meditation to go from the feet. But even the feet, you must meditate for a long time. Prabhupada explains also that if one tries to artificially meditate on the whole body, that may not be so great. Better. That's why Kapila Dev is giving gradually. Jyotsna birahata mahadhridayandakaram. That in the heart, described here, also this word is used, heart, that Jyotsna hridyasin meshanaham. But for him, it was without delay. Sometimes this word Shanai means gradually, but here it means without delay. But Kapila Dev is telling that Jyotsna birahata mahadhridayandakaram, that the heart, the thick gloom of the heart can be dispelled by meditating on Jyotsna birahata, the lotus toenails, reddish toenails, glistening, glowing toenails of the Lord. So we do that, we have a chance, even if we're watching online, we have deity, whatever it is, we have in our mind, somehow or other, we have so many pictures, we can meditate like that on these lotus feet, and for a long time, it's a, and the arms, the legs, gradually going up to the arms, which is a source of power for all the demigods, and the Komadiki club. If one is meditating on super soul within the heart, evam siddhe, eva siddha, that's given also in second. This is the basis of meditation, evam siddhe, svata eva siddha. So this person is siddha, perfect, and he's in the heart, evam. So one has to meditate like that. Atma priyarto bhagavan ananta. Why is it? Jiva Goswami explains why we do that. Because he's Ananta, he's unlimited, he's Bhagavan, Sadaishvarya Purna, Bhagavan, he's very dear. He's the most dear. Prahlad Maharaj described it, he's described everywhere. Priya, Priyosi me. He's very dear, we're very dear to him, he's very dear to us. Tam nirvito niyatarto bhujeta, tam sarahetu paramaskaya. And that samsara will be finished by natural attraction to this meditation. So today is Ramananda, so we have this book. We have the 8th chapter. We can read something about Ramananda Roy. Right? And the Ramananda Roy Sambad, the Ramananda Sambad, Prabhupada produced a book while in India that was not discovered by Jagat Guru Swami, somehow discovered in a trunk in Delhi. What is that? Chippewada, I think. He discovered this. And Prabhupada, and long after Prabhupada left the planet. And then he produced one book. I don't know if it's been reproduced. I had a copy at one time. But Ramananda Sambad, basically it's a summary of this conversation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he thought it was so important that he, because there are five main sambhad, Rupa, Sanatan, La, and Bhattacharya, and Prakashananda. So definitely Ramananda Sambhad is chapter 8. Anywhere, I mean, it's too long to really, you could read it all morning, but the first verse, Kaviraj Goswami says, Sanchaya Rama Vida Bhakta Mehe Sabhakti Siddhanta Chayam Tani Gorabdhir Etar Ramona Betir Nais Padyaparatna Layatam Prayati. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, is the reservoir of all conclusive knowledge in devotional service. He empowered Sri Ramananda Roy, who may be likened to a cloud of devotional service. This cloud was filled with all the conclusive purports of devotional service and was empowered by the ocean to spread this water over the sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was the ocean of knowledge of pure devotional service. So, similar thing that we say, Vishwanath Chakrabarty was saying, that samsara, dharmala, pranaya, kalanyana, apasyakalanyana. So the spiritual master is spreading the rains of mercy coming from the ocean of mercy. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Lord Chaitanya, according to his previous program, he went forward on his tour. After some days, he arrived at Jadamasinga. So we'll have to jump to what happened is Lord Chaitanya had heard about Ramananda Roy from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He had big discussions with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, before contacting Lord Chaitanya, he was very, very close associate of Ramananda Roy, but somehow he remained a kind of super brilliant person. But he knew that Ramananda Roy was a great, great bhakta. But he was a little bit like, he described himself, bow, bow, kori, like a jackal howling. Like licking the outside of the jar of honey, but you know, not even trying to lick it, but he could see it. He knows there's some honey there, but he can't access it. So therefore, when he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, you must go see my friend, Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy, although at Kasta, sometimes considered Sudra, he was actually a governor, almost like a king under Prataparuga, a smaller king, but a governor. When he came bathing in Godavari, he had 1,000 people accompanying him with Brahmins chanting. So who goes with 1,000 people? Not a small-time person. Not a small-time person. So let's see here some. Here it's described in detail. It's very amazing, wonderful meditation. Talk about meditation. We don't have to meditate on some void or some candle or anything that we are a hungry hole, we are the God, Saptamasi, no. We have unlimited leelas to meditate on. There's a very wonderful one here. As previously, Lord Chaitanya converted to Vaishnavism, many people he met on the road. He had no knowledge of the proper direction. And he continued day and night. So, after some days, he reached the banks of the river Godavari. When he saw the river Godavari, the Lord remembered the river Jamuna. And when he saw the forest on the bank of the river, he remembered Vrindavan Dham. So, as far as we know, he hadn't been there, but he was remembering Tad Dham Vrindavanam. Araju Bhagavan Vijay Sitkanayo. He's none different from Krishna, Gopal, Sakshad. So, of course, it's manifesting. So, he's also showing the example. These are his Udipan. After performing his usual chanting and dancing for some time in this forest, the Lord crossed the river and took his bath on the other bank. After bathing in the river, the Lord walked a little distance from the bathing place and engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna. At that time, but accompanied by the sounds of music, Ramananda Roy came there mounted on a palanquin to take his bath. Usually you don't hear that any sudra, sometimes he's described, is on palanquin. Many Brahmins, following the Vedic principles, accompanied Ramananda Roy. According to Vedic ritual, Ramananda Roy took his bath and offered oblation to his forefathers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand the person who had come to bathe in the river was Ramananda Roy. The Lord wanted so much to meet him that his mind immediately began running after him. Although Lord Chaitanya was running after him mentally, he patiently remained sitting. Ramananda Roy, seeing the wonderful sannyasi, then came to see him. Ramananda Roy then saw Lord Chaitanya as brilliant as 100 suns. The Lord was covered by saffron garment. He was large in body, very strongly built. His eyes were like lotus petals. Subalita prakanda deho kamala lochan. Subalita, very strongly built. Surya shata samakanti aruna basan. Subalito prakanda deho kamala lochan. Surya shata means hundreds of suns, sama, light. Hundreds of suns. Kanti, his luster was like hundreds of suns. And Aruna Basan, he had a saffron, Aruna garment. When Ramananda Roy saw the wonderful sannyasi, he was struck with wonder. Dekhiya tahar mane hoilo chamaka, asiya karilo dondabat namaskar. He went to him and immediately offered respectful obeisance, falling down like a rod. Dandavat namaskar. Asya. He came there. The Lord stood up and asked Ramananda Roy to rise and chant the holy name of Krishna. Indeed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager to embrace him. Tare alingite prabhur hidoya shatrishna. Satrishna, we had the word Krishna for thirst, so he was thirsting. He was very much eager to embrace Ramananda Roy. Yeah, Satrishna. He had thirst. Alangite to embrace him. He asked him to arise and chant the holy name. Lord Chaitanya then inquired whether he was Ramananda Roy. And he replied, yes, I am your very low servant. I belong to the Sudra community. Teho kohi dev aya das Sudra manda. I am manda. Mandak sumanda mateyo. He's claiming he's manda. Mama manda matir gati mat sarvasa. He's claiming manda, so what we can claim. Can't claim even that. Lord Chaitanya then embraced Ramananda Roy very firmly. Indeed. Both the master and servant almost lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. Prema veshe prabhu mritya dohe achetan. We're trying to become conscious, but here they are already unconscious, so we have to catch up. Prabhupada said, first become conscious, then become Krishna conscious. Most of us are still trying to become conscious. But they already went through. They don't have to worry about being conscious. So this is Prema Veshi, overwhelmed in ecstatic love. Subhavika Prema Doha Udaya Korila Duha Langiya Duhe Mhumite Padila. Their natural love for one another was awakened in them both, and they both embraced and fell on the ground. Imagine what that looked like to all these thousand people. Whatever. Ramananda Roy is an incarnation of the Gopi Bhishaka. Since Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, there was naturally an awakening of love between Vrishaka and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Radharani and Krishna. The Gopi Vrishaka is the principal Gopi assisting Radharani. Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embrace, since their natural love also was awakened. Stamba Sveda Ashukampa Pulaka Vaivarnya Yuhara Mukete Shuni Gad Gada Krishna Bhana. When they embrace one another, ecstatic symptoms, paralysis, stamba means like a Garuda stamba, a pillar, you don't move. But while they're not moving, they're also perspiring, tears, shivering. Actually, we heard shivering about Narad Muni. He was also, especially tears in that verses we were reading, there was tears were naturally flowing. Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharir, hari hari bolite nayane babaynir. The tears will flow from my eyes if we even hear about Lord Gauranga. But that's what Narottam Das is praying. Lord Chaitanya is also saying like that. Yugaitam nimishena chakusha pravrishayitam pranyayitam. He's seeing everything void. Narad Muni also saw that everything was void. He got the darshan. In a few more verses we hear that he gets the darshan. Internally had it, then externally also. And then he was feeling very much separated. So they are feeling this palpitation, shivering, paleness. Paleness is, gadgada vaya vacha. Also here it's describing gadgada vaya vacha. Paleness is vaivarna. Vaivarna sometimes means changing colors, turning white and turning red. When the stereotype ritualistic brahmanas who were following the Vedic principles saw this ecstatic manifestation of love, they were struck with wonder. All these brahmins began to reflect as follows. Dekhiya brahman gani and hoilo chamakar. They were chamakar, struck with wonder. Vaidika brahman shabkaran vichar. Vichar means they had consideration. They weren't foolish, but they were Brahman. So what is this? He is a dasa, maybe governor, but this big sannyasi here is very powerful. And they never even saw each other before. They know each other. They were really chamakar. Man, this is something here going on. These Brahmins began to think, we can see this sannyasi has a luster like the effulgence of Brahman. When Lord Chaitanya came to see Prakashananda and his followers, his disciple, it describes there, also Suryakant, that Ananta, I forgot the exact term, it's amazing that they're always talking to each other, you are the Brahman, you are Narayan, and all that. But then they saw Lord Chaitanya, he has effulgence like Brahman. How is it he's crying, embracing a Shudra, a member of the fourth caste? Alingya. Krandan, he's crying. Ramananda Roy. They thought, this Ramananda Roy is the governor of Madras, a highly learned, grave person, a Mahapandit. So, he obviously, they had great respect for him. Well, that must have been bewildering also, that he was such a great pundit, and at the same time he's supposed to be Sudra. And touching this sannyasi, he has become restless, like a madman. So Ramananda Roy was obviously keeping this a little bit under cover. His great, he's Vishaka, and he's a governor. He's keeping that quiet. While the Brahmins were thinking in this way about the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Brahmins and restrained his transcendental emotions. Vijatiya. They're Vijatiya. Outside people. They're not Svajatiya, but Vijatiya. So he was seeing them. And therefore, Sambara, he was restraining purport. Ramananda Roy was intimately related to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he could be accepted as Sajatiya, a person within the intimate circle of the Lord. Most intimate circle. So, 3.5 and he's 1. However, a person within the intimate, the Brahmins, however, were followers of Vedic rituals. They were not able to have an intimate connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Consequently, they are called Vijatiya Lok. In other words, they were not pure devotees. One may be a highly learned Brahmin, but if he is not a pure devotee, he is a Vijatiya, or outside, outcast. He's an outcast, outside devotional service. In other words, a non-devotee. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy were embracing in ecstasy, The Lord restrained his transcendental emotions upon seeing the outsider Brahmana. When they regained their sanity, they both sat down, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile and speak as follows. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has spoken of your good qualities. He has made a great endeavor to convince me to meet you. Indeed, I have come here just to meet you. It is very good that even without making an effort, I have gotten your interview here. Milibar. Troma milibare moraita agaman. Bhalo hoilo ai anayase pailon darashan. Anayase, without any difficulty. Pailon darashan. I got your interview. I met you without any endeavor. What? Sabhaviki gana balakriyacha. Everything is flowing, all energies are flowing from him, and he doesn't have to make any effort at all. There's no one who's going to tell him anything or control him in any way. Maya dyakchena, suite sacharacharam, all moving, non-moving, are under his control. So as far as his meeting them, that we have no idea really. So, Ramananda Roy said that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thinks of me as his servant. Even in my absence, he is very careful to do me good. So if you have a servant, you have to do good to the servant. You don't try to destroy your servant. But Ramananda Roy was thinking he's the servant, or Sarvabhauma was the master. By his mercy, I have received your interview here. Consequently, I consider that today I become a successful human being. Aji safal hoilo mora manusha janama. So Ramananda Roy is saying, today, Aji safal, I've gotten the fruits of my manusha. Manusha janama hoya. What is that song? Manusha janama hoya. Nartam has a song that, although attaining this human form of life, I did Radha Krishna and Abhaji. I did not worship Radha Krishna. Therefore, I wasted this, my life. Goino. By his mercy, I have received your interview. I can see that you have bestowed special mercy on Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Therefore, you have touched me, although I am untouchable. This is due only to his love for you. Kahan tumi sakshat ishvara narayan, kahan mui raja sevi vishaya surudradham. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan himself, and I am only a government servant interested in materialist activities. Indeed, I am the lowest among men of the fourth caste. So he's saying he is the vishayi and a sudra of the mouth, worse than a sudra, lower than a sudra, lowest of all sudras. You do not fear the Vedic injunction stating that you should not associate with a sudra. You are not contemptuous of my touch, although in the Vedas you are forbidden to associate with sudra. In Gita, the Lord says, 9:32, Mami Patira Pashritya, Yepi Su Papayonaya, Triovaishastata Sudra, Tepi Antiparangatim, O son of Pritha, those who take birth, who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, saishas, as well as sudras, can approach the supreme destination. Okay, so 9 o'clock. If there's anybody comments, okay. We can't read all this whole thing. Manusha Janama Pai Radha Krishna. No, you can sing. You can sing it. I drank poison always. So this Manusha Janama. Madana Nama Samkirtana Na Janmilo Keneta. I didn't get any taste of this holy name has come from Goloka to.
You can ask any question, comment, reflection?
Yeah, I asked any comments, questions, reflections.
Okay, this is from Mother Chattamayi Devi Dasi. Delighted to hear you giving class again, Pushkarji. Is there somewhere this book, Ramananda Sambhad, can be obtained? Actually, I have one book, maybe somewhere in there.
You had one?
I had one, the red color.
It's printed out, look, it has a book form. You have it on the digital?
No.
I have a book.
On digital, I think.
Can't, you're muffled. No one's here. Though.
I had the book somewhere in the storage.
In storage. Pran Govinda has a book in storage.
Jagatguru
gave you one?
Yes.
He sent me one too. And I might have lent it out, but I have to look for it. But as far as available, you can go to goshai.com, that's Jagatguru Swami's website, although he left his body. I think this being maintained. And goshai.org or .com. G-O-S-A-I.
You'll see his face.
Yeah, and if anybody has it, they have it. Or it could be online if you see. So Ramananda Sambhad. Anything else?